Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I woke up super early this morning. I have no idea why. I'm not as stressed as I've been, so I'm thankful for that. And we are on the precipice of finishing what we've been working on since probably November of last year. But I was reading this morning, and this just blessed me. It's kind of basic, but whatever. If you go to John chapter, and this is the Gospels, chapter 3, verse 15, it says, well, I'll do 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, safety, or preservation. Believing in the name of his Son, God gave his Son for us. Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of the law. What came after in Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, was the Holy Spirit. And that's how it was the proof that Jesus Christ, that all of it was real, all the sayings was real, were real. It's amazing the administration we live in. We're no longer under law, but under the law of faith. It's about believing in the name of his Son and walking thereby. I want to jump over to verse 15, or chapter 15, verse 1 in John. It says, this is Christ speaking, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman or farmer or cultivator. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth or cleanseth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, there's a lot that's in this, and a lot that I really enjoy because I saw it firsthand. We had these grapevines. I've talked about this, but we had these grapevines that we never, I don't know what it's called, but it's like put it and tied it to a post. So these were very, very low, and for years, this grapevine did not grow at all. It wasn't until it was raised and tied on a pole that this thing exploded. I mean, it grew probably 6 to 7 feet in 3 months. It's the same thing here. It's the same. It's an analogy. He's going to raise you up so that you can grow and purge, or you can grow and bring forth fruit. And those who are already bringing forth fruit, just like trimming trees and farming, he's going to prune you in order that you can bring forth more fruit. But notice how it's not about you. It's God. There's going to be things that come up in your life that, I don't know. I mean, I've never questioned God, but I know people question God. Where you're like, why am I going through this? God, why am I dealing with this? This is something, this I have dealt with. What's the purpose of this? And it's a time of struggle where you turn to him. And it's outside of the normal things. It's outside of like that godly grief that worketh your change of your moral position, where you feel something, you know you got to change, you change it. This is like external. Like for me, it was financial. The thing that I relied on, God just like squeezed me until I just broke and said, okay, man, whatever you want to do. You want us to go under? Cool. I'm good with wherever you want us to go. He was purging the fruit. He was clipping out the bad stuff in order that I could grow. So that the next time that this thing happened, whatever financial or any situation happens, I know God will take care of me. If you haven't yet seen the fruit of God, start to turn to the Word. Start to renew and renovate your thoughts. He will raise you up and you will start to bear fruit. If you've been doing this for years, Because it's not next day. It takes years to get to the point where you start to really, truly see God. And then you might go through it. If you're at that point where you're going through it, knowing and really not understanding why is this stuff happening. I'm walking, I'm upright, I'm torn towards God, I'm renewing my thoughts, yet it doesn't seem like it's moving. He is working with you. There will be a time when you look back and say, wow, I get it. I get it 100%. And it's written. That's what I love about this stuff. It's written. And once you understand and know the word, you'll be able to rely on that word and see the truth of the word because it is everywhere. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's written when you pray to God. Never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You're praying to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Where that foghorn
blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for just clear direction when it comes to the shipping and all that stuff that's going on. I pray for my arm that you heal it and that this thing is done, the shoulder thing is done, the neck or whatever it is, you get rid of it. And I thank you for just the coming weeks, the coming months, coming years that they're full of prosperity, that whatever we need to do, that you just kind of guide us in that direction. I also pray for the teachings, that they just bless people and that you keep me on track, that the right things come out and that it, whatever is needed at the time, that it gets taken care of. And I thank you for your son and what he did for us. I'm very, very grateful for that. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.